Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 10th chapter, verses 32 to 52. And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. And they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days he will rise." And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came up to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit one on your right hand and one at your left in your glory." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism which I am baptized?" And they said to him, "We are able." And Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized you will be baptized. But to sit at the right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." And when the 10 heard it, they began to become indignant at James and John. And Jesus called them to him and said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentile lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be a servant, and whoever would be first among you must be a slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And they came to Jericho. And as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Mark Sturtevant, Holy Cross Lutheran Church, Kansas City, Missouri.
The pastor puts on vestments, but he doesn't become Jesus. He is, however, about to speak Jesus' mighty words. When Jesus puts on human flesh, he did become one of us. With all that divine power at his human fingertips, he could have had it all. You and I daydream about more money, nicer stuff, better relationships. All of that is just a drop in the ocean compared to what Jesus could have done for his own sake. Everything could have been his, along with heavenly glory. That's the opportunity that disciples James and John saw. They knew they could have it made forever if only they were permanently at Jesus' side in the glory that they had imagined he had. Serving others, making yourself nothing, that's not what they wanted. It's the same for you, too, as it is for me. We want success. We want glory. We want to remove all the hardship and exempt ourselves from serving others. If we had seized Jesus' divine glory at our own opportunity, we could do very well for ourselves, but we would be far from the kingdom, and we would be exempt from eternal life, permanently. You tell yourself, "God wants me to be happy. He wants to bless me, but I want to tell him what blessing to give me and when. I'm tired of waiting on God to come through with what he has promised me. My friends, this will drive you straight into the waiting arms of the evil one. The good news is, Christ our Lord did none of this. He made himself nothing. He came to serve and to give his life as a ransom price for many. He never stopped being God, nor did his human flesh lower his status in any way. He willingly put on our skin and bone as his holy vestments and set out on his rescue mission to snatch us from Satan and return us to our Father's warm embrace. And the riches and privileges of that kingdom are yours even now. Not to be your glory now in this world, because the glory of this world will fade and pass away. You are exalted to the heavenly glory, even though you may have to drink the cup of suffering now. But never forget that you have been ransomed. Your due punishment for sins has been fully paid. The life that revived the dead body of Jesus on the third day in the tomb is the divine life that you will possess from now into eternity. Because in Christ, God clothed himself in the vestments of our human nature, we, through him, actually become partakers of the divine nature when we eat his body and drink his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Ironically, the lie of all the ages says that man can try to be God, when, in truth, the gospel is that God became man to save the human race and bring us all back into full communion with him and with each other. That makes Jesus far more than an example to follow or some exalted wise man. No, most importantly, his coming into our flesh makes him, as Hebrews says, the source of eternal salvation to all who obey, that is, believe in him, our true high priest and pastor.
We thank Pastor Mark Sturtevant from Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Kansas City, Missouri, for today's meditation on God's Word.